Have you tried Snoop Dogg's new wine? Wine Advocate says it tastes like mouthwash used in porn hood hell. Can I get a holla for comedy record number 25, Running on Shtick, Far from Empty. Holla! Jackson Brown lives. Thank you very much! 6 million hits later, I learned Hitler was born on 420? The national pot-smoking holiday? I haven't felt this betrayed since Sly Stallone snuck Mel Gibson into Expendables 3. Holla! Thank you very much! Jackie Mason lives. A rabbi's son done good. Anti-Semitism in Florida are so hot right now. In DeSantis we trust. Holla! Thank you very much! I'm not against my daughter getting pregnant through artificial insemination because I like the idea of no penis ever entering her. But look how Hillary turned out! Yeah, the deplorable, drunken, druid look doesn't do it for me either. Holla! Jackie Mason lives, running on shtick. Thank you very much! The best part about having a son is that he'll point out when you're being a slacker for you. Daddy, why didn't you go in the Peloton yesterday? Arthur, I got food poisoning from the halal guys. Son says, enough with the excuses, Daddy. You're worse than Hillary. Holla! Running on shtick, Jackie Mason strikes again. Thank you very much. There's an impression of my daughter playing the role of in-house, unpaid for, marriage counselor again. Pause, Daddy. Mama got your point. Mid-breath. Holla! Running on shtick. Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! Linda Sarsour claims Jesus was Palestinian. Yeah, and Joy Behar is the new chief happiness officer for Breitbart. Courtney Love called Linda Sarsour a fake news feminist who had no business promoting feminism at the Women's March on Washington because of her support of Sharia law, specifically clitoral mutilation, which would explain her supporting Chelsea Manning's failed run for Senate. So if siding with rock badass Courtney Love, regardless if she had Kurt Cobain knocked off or not, still, if siding with rock badass Courtney Love over Linda Sarsour makes me alt-right, then I'm all right with it. Can I get a holla for live through this? A rock, feminist, rocker, masterpiece, regardless if Billy Corgan and Kurt Cobain wrote the majority of the killer lyrics. Holla! Thank you very much! The Obamas. There's an impersonation of the Obamas deciding to cut off Nancy Pelosi from the birthday bash invite list at Martha's Vineyard this past weekend. Obama, we'd cut her off from the open bar eventually anyway, Michael. Michelle says, I wonder if her nipple taps taste like Grey Goose by now. Obama, I could get into getting pegged by those gallon jugs swinging against my bony ass from behind in no time. Michelle Obama says, let's just hope the Capitol Police don't turn their backs on denture breath when shit really hits the fan. Can I get a holla for MAGA country for being on the side of truth and justice and speaking out against evil scumbag deplorables like Fuckface Fauci, a.k.a. Dr. Noki. Because at this point, America, Fauci warns means less than in Fuckface Fauci, we trust. Holla! Thank you very much! Back to Michelle Obama and Barack disinviting Nancy Pelosi from the birthday bash, from the super spreader bash, because they hired a bunch of illegals from the border to cater. Holla! Thank you very much! Michelle, whatever you want, Barack. But there's no way we're serving Snoop Dogg's new wine. What will our neighbors in Martha's Vineyard, who used to live in Upper East Side full time like Spike Lee, think? Wine Spectator says Snoop Dogg's wine tastes like mouthwash used in Pornhood. Hell, can I get a holla for callback special Supreme number one? Jackie Mason lives running on shtick, far from empty. Holla! Thank you very much, Obama. I could still get into the satanic hag pegging me from behind for a sloppy, lush push, change of pace. If Nancy tears through our open bar like Cujo on Joe's extra strength Adderall. After I smoked through the remainders of my presidential papers with Snoop and Martha Stewart for teaching Malaya how to make her own bong out of a Fuji apple during her last vacation in Maui at the Four Seasons. Pre-COVID lockdown measures, where now you're the mayor of Hawaii wants no one to mingle. Five people per restaurant, but no mingling. No mingling, Howleys. Mingling with the locals, Howleys, is off the list. That includes you, Woody. You want to hang out with Owen Wilson? You guys will be buddy-buddy in the beach, then? You need to go on the White House page and endorse more mask mandates for your children to the last dying breath. Because according to every doctor and scientist of any reputable reputation left, that the masks don't cause any psychic trauma, despite suicide rates being up 50% this year. And I'm sure all of our kids absolutely loved the prospect of being dressed up like Michael Jackson's kids on holiday in Bahrain for the foreseeable future, all because we wanted to get Trumpy pulled out of office and persecute all of his supporters who are anti-experimental jab that has been responsible for killing a lot of living legends prematurely, like Hank Aaron and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who should not have been prematurely biting the dust. I just pray that Jackie Mason didn't make that same fatal move either. Either way, all three American-made heroes, excellent lives, beautiful legacies, and to be honest, I wouldn't want to live through this bullshit either if I had already accomplished that kick-ass momentous resume under my belt. Holla! For just going with the flow. Thank you very much! But yeah, back to Obama. So Obama, talking to Michelle, talking about Nancy. I better spray that ragged old hoe with some Old E before I let her peg me, though. Old E, Michelle. You know what I'm talking about. Snoop Dogs, over the hill, old school hoe sprayer of choice to get us all in the mood first, though. Holla! Thank you very much! I'm convinced I conquered COVID-19 through pure-powered shtick alone after plying through three comedy records last Sunday. But putting our country under permanent mass lockdown arrest, relegating all business transactions through Zoom, assuming Jeffrey Toobin can behave and keep his hands up high where his editors at the New Yorker can see him, will make our economy great again in no time and the envy of the world to force another biochemical warfare to make sure China's on top again. Holla! Thank you very much! Running on shtick. Comedy record 25. The best is yet to come. Sinatra lives. Tired of my Jackie Mason references yet? Christian Nation? I don't give a fuck. Resist this. Holla! I love you too. Just don't, as long as you don't support Mason and our kids forever to make you feel better about the freaking imposter Mr. Gorper we got in charge right now. Allegedly. But not really. Holla! Thank you very much! The only reason to shut my wife up, my nurse wife up, I decided to get a COVID test so my kids wouldn't have to have an abortion hanger jammed up their nose against their free will like the rest. Nurse wife says, it's just a little prick that will make you tear. I say, that's what Michelle Obama said before she pegged Prince Harry's freckles into the royal rug at Buckingham Palace after a post-Wimbledon party that got out of hand real fast. After Meghan Markle lost a thumb wrestle bet to Michelle. Despite she using her pinky, Joan lives. Can I get a holla? More jokes. Get me taken down faster by the deep state. At a faster rate than Dominion employee pages on LinkedIn the day after democracy died and the fake news kraken was never really unleashed. Holla! Thank you very much! To make matters worse, so I'm getting my tests, my COVID tests, in a Whole Foods parking lot in Chappaqua. Huma liquor breath country. I say to my nurse wife, does this make me a marked man like when Hillary made funeral arrangements in the woods when she caught wind of Chelsea's fiance? Considering the idea of increasing his asking price while walking down the aisle as a form of last minute leverage over Bubba at the last sec. Holla! Thank you very much! And we all know how much Hillary doesn't like blowing money on fine china after jacking all over white privileged China from the White House and away out the door to feel more smug secure compared to her hedge fund billionaire neighbors within the elitist woke wench littered confines of northern Westchester County. We don't think getting blown or leaves. Holla! Jackie Mason lives running on shtick. Thank you very much! The same area of northern Westchester County, which exudes less sex appeal than Meghan McCain trying to excavate a sea, a pizzeria, pretzel combos out of her belly button on any given Sunday when John Water film retrospectives with Divine resume for plus-size ladies who mattered much on IFC. Russ Meyer lives. Holla! Thank you very much! My mother overhears me wailing on my new electric Stratocaster guitar in the garage while practicing the open C chord again and again. I greet her upstairs when I'm done playing, and she says, nice playing, son. But in between the lines, her interior monologue screams, I still think you're incapable of making any sustainable income off any form of creative expression out of your creatively jacked noggin, allegedly. But at least you're not expecting me to show an interest in any other fruitless diversions to distract you from providing for your family of five post-COVID or not already. Despite claims of you being a grossly overlooked shadow band, hair metal comedian, whatever the fuck that means. And I thought Democratic pundit putz breasts on CNN excelled in verbal gymnastics. From where I stand, you're the Mary Lou Redden of contorting run-on sentences to only perfect landing scores in your mind. But let's be honest, folks. It's not my fault. Your CNN-controlled brain is too slow to keep up with my gender-fluid shredder flow. Holla! Like riding before me, I'm running on shtick till the end of time. And I feel fine! R.E.M. lives. Holla! Thank you very much! We will smear you! Freddie Mercury lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Queen guitar legend Brian May claims he still idolizes Eric Clapton, despite lumping all the unvaccinated people who don't buy into the COVID stab hysteria's anti-vaxxer fruitcakes. What does Freddie Mercury getting barebacked booster shots at Wembley Stadium after rocking another packed house that didn't require HIV immunity ID cards before entering the champion of operatic rock with somebody to love have to do with it? Can I get a holla for more mouthfuls of A-studded, A-plus hilarity? Am I sounding repetitive? I don't give a shit. So did Jackie from time to time. Running on shtick, Jackie Mason lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I wonder if Brian May would be cool with performing a rock benefit to raise funds for Cuomo's career revival funds and play a revised version of Tie Your Mother Down to a blatantly avoidable quarantine deathbed. But first, squeeze my nipple piercings on my pepperoni nipples extra hard for good luck, Mama Fratelli, before I order you to die alone without a Last Supper Sunday sauce dinner with your close family members and friends to remember you by because of COVID the Terrible transfer concerns. Because concepts such as free will and self-defense preservation without the Dominion elected politicians severely restricting your ability to make a living beyond Zoom are more dated concepts than AIDS still being the deadliest killer queen virus of them all. Freddie Mercury lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Peter Frampton says, fuck your trustworthy immune system. Wear the damn mask. I won't perform my one hit recognizable song without it. That's aged worse than Frankenstein looking fruity kooks like Brian May. The same climax free love ballad by Peter Frampton that lacks less rocking soul than Paul McCartney's latest love song squirt for iTunes about having to socially distance himself from his favorite brand of recalled kale chips from Whole Foods caught with traces of bad shit made in Wuhan! Wuhan! Wu-Tang lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Who thinks Freddie Mercury would have been cool with his fans being forced to bend over backwards against their free will to appease the commie-servicing CDC rockers like Brian May or Bruce for insisting all their paying fans get an experimental shot for a virus with a 99% survival rate despite thousands with no previous pre-existing conditions biting the dust prematurely because of it. But Peter Frampton postponed his tour until the Delta variant is under control. Can't wait to see Peter Frampton's new virtual concert film on Netflix, Frampton Falls Apart Live. Holla! Running on shtick till the end of time. And I feel fine! Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! Again, can't wait to see Peter Frampton's next virtual concert film on Netflix, Frampton Falls Apart Live. After a MAGA groupie throws a pink mask on stage that says, BBC blows, mate. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! While yelling, Clapton shits on your shit Spotify samplings, Frampton. You're the one-hit wonder in the Blue Lagoon, you Twitter twat bitch. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! Imagine Peter Frampton hanging out backstage at MSG to watch the Foo Fighters. Triple mass, looking less distinguishable without the flowy locks than Bobby Krieger from the Doors without sunglasses on. Because this comedic train is bound for glory. Jackie Mason lives and my comedic mojo is in a perpetual state of rising, rising! Jim Morrison lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Nearby, Stevie Nicks is triple shawled herself. The Hunchback, Gypsy Queen, as she leans over to Hillary Hammer Time Cankles backstage and whispers through her triple shawled protection cover. She whispers to Hillary, a.k.a. Huma Liquor Breath. Hillary, tell me lies, only sweet little lies. Holla! Jokes Gen X dads understand. Thank you very much! Hillary says, I'm more pro-Bush than Ellen. Think about it. If W wasn't such a colossal fuck-up of biblical proportions, Hussein Obama wouldn't be forced to hire me as Secretary of State, and our charity foundation would have gotten less serious inquiries than a bedside Bible at a summertime bathhouse retreat in Provincetown. COVID the clown tears it up again without the aid of a guitar too. Can I get a holla for some more primo A+ holla? Trump lives. Holla! Thank you very much! COVID con jobs. Can I get a holla for another A+ expression? And can I get a holla for my headline hooker prowess galore? No, you miss me. SoundCloud, can we go viral already? Thank you very much! COVID craze, nurse wife says, why haven't you got a call about your test results yet? That's weird. I say, like Hunter S. Thompson said, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro Cuomo. Post-COVID, like Trevor Noah, despite Cuomo's executive order, which forced elderly homes to accept COVID-positive patients during the height of the pandemic to carry out last-minute abortions for the 65 and over, never had a prime to boast about anyway, crowd. Plus, the thug in Armani Exchange had to fill out all his extra order body bags with more than just discontinued doses of hydrochloroxine in one mass murdering swoop to pin more kill counts on Trumpy Poo for Fredo to report on with such breathless, unflappable fury in exchange for first dib drilling rights of new interns from the University of Washington for Microsoft's new electric battery division intern program in Greenland. Do you remember what you were doing before I hired you, drunk, unemployed, in Greenland? Princess Bride, William Goldman Live. Ha! Thank you very much! When Obama, be good, was president, for 8 years, you never heard anyone at the barbershop proclaim out loud with real deal, you better fucking recognize emotive feeling, I love Obama. Comedy Central executives felt the exact same way when they decided to re-sign Trevor Noah for the foreseeable future. Holla! Jackie Mason lives, running on shtick, far from empty. Thank you very much! At this point, America, Bernie Mac lives. Holla! Thank you very much! At this point, America, our State of the Union, is like Stephen Colbert's handle on funny these days, especially for the past 5 years and counting. Shaky. At least impersonating Bill O'Reilly gave you gravitas. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! Hunter S. Thompson was right. When the going gets weird, Cuomo gets hailed as a good leader by Chris Rock, who got paid $40 million by Netflix for his last special, Kill Whitey, already. But I actually rate Netflix, they're not even like making like a profit, because you could no longer afford to pay the past great Chris Rock with just one rib. Ha! I'm going to get you, sucker lives. Wayne's Brothers forevermore. American made. Thank you very much. Again, when the going gets weird, Cuomo gets hailed as a good leader by Chris Rock, who shilled for Cuomo, defending his mask mandates, requiring our kids to look like Michael Jackson's adopted ones on holiday in Bahrain for Sharia Law Appreciation Century. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! Infidels are so not hot right now. But just get the vaccine for the kids. Like you were marking down the day to join your nephew's birthday through Zoom in the fall and dare miss the Black National Anthem on game day again. Atheist Putz Breath, please. De Blasio included. Holla! Did you know that De Blasio, his wife, his black wife, not that it makes a difference that she's black, just to get this like really funny house party to reference at the end, but his wife, who like blew like $1 million on mental health and went nowhere, that woman, Charlemagne the God, part two, because I think she's a dick too. Holla! Thank you very much! Or at least a strap-on permanently unlatched between her legs. Holla! Thank you very much! But anyway, so did you know, America, that de Blasio's wife, before they met, before they married, she was a full-time Park Slope Brooklyn lesbo. Yeah, we're supposed to believe. Us New Yorkers are supposed to believe, considering our once heralded bullshit detection abilities. We're supposed to believe garlic breath converted her? Last time I checked, bird brain, putz breath, de Blasio eats pizza with a fork and knife. So can you honestly, in a million freaking years, picture de Blasio burying his beak into her Natty Dread bean pie snatch without a mask on? With such sloppy, sudden, reckless abandon? Not! I didn't think so! Can I get a holla for taking my time, for going all the way, for going for the kill shot, long the time, all the time, and not giving two fucks if I offended you? And if I did, then go woke yourself! Holla! Let's reclaim New York City. New Yorkers, I love you all. Not the people that think New York is okay now and its best days are behind it. Holla! Thank you very much! So, Hunter S. Thompson was right. When the going gets weird, Cuomo gets hailed as a good leader by Chris Rock. But just get the vaccine for the kids. Who cares if your children, who are 110% happy, who earn nicknames such as Billion Dollar Brain and Millionaire by 10 Prior, who cares if they actually admitted to you about having dark suicidal thoughts on their freaking remote learning lockdown, right? No, so the masks make no difference. Go fuck yourselves long time, all the time. They suck, they are more useless than triple wrapping your dick while going through a train, through the Andes Mountains, through a she-male tour at Bill Maher's house on a slow Tuesday. Holla! Thank you very much! Kids are family upgrades for a reason, especially for uncles to be more perpetually uninvolved with. Holla! Thank you very much! As they become more glaringly less essential in your children's eyes every day. I don't want to say, yeah, 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 but more like, yeah, it's a fact. So your moral high ground means less than, and fuckface Fauci, we trust. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, didn't James Brown already write the Black National Anthem when he recorded on wax, Say It Out Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, in 1968? Didn't Sly Stone, Curtis Mayfield, Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, and Wilson Pickett follow his lead with Reverberating Man and a Half Gusto 5 decades ago already? Didn't Wilson Pickett perform a duet with Duane Allman on Hey Jude? Yeah. All the gold records that followed these star-studded crossover careers scream oppressively restrictive racist times to me. You think Whitney Houston would have allowed the sniffles or an itchy esophagus to prevent the greatest voice of all from singing the national anthem, which pierced through the clouds of Super Bowl, Star-Spangled Heaven? Can I get a holla for the greatest voice of all? Whitney Houston lives. Thank you very much! Before New Age cops took a knee for a living to prove they're down with wearing Nike sweats no matter what. Then again, Rodney King hadn't given a new generation of black kids to resist arrest for a living yet either. James Brown was called the hardest working man in show business for a reason. What would he call the head of BLM who just bought another home in Topanga Canyon? Next to fucking Joni Mitchell. The lazy brain Sharpton, who can't even be bothered to come up with a new empowering rhyme, such as, "Loony ain't a thing, but a Gucci reparations thing." Holla! Drake lives, I think, not really. He's the reason I fucking left the Jay-Z concert prematurely. That much he sucked, and he's half Phoebe. So it's twice as deflating for me to admit. Holla! Definitely not in the same class as the Beastie Boys, ever. Thank you very much! But Karens with Biden. Harris stickers. Stolen their cars. Care about the safety of your kids. Despite their incessant support of power-hungry, fascist, enabling Democrats in charge behind open borders, defunding police departments, and doxing ICE agents ad nauseum, who scrutinize Dominion tabulation methods less than their druggy fuck-up kids because they still think they're better than Trump supporters who sell Bitcoin for a living. Like, your party isn't in bed with dark money either, bitch. I got two words for you. Ed Buck. Okay. Dennis Leary lives. Holla. Thank you very much. Again, I got two words for you. Ed Buck. Okay. You COVID con-shilling ho. Dennis Leary strikes again. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Supporting a party in bed with Democratic donor bigwigs whose hobbies include shooting up gay black homeless escorts with crystal meth before they overdose in his West Hollywood apartment is what gives the City of Angels the moral high ground over Christian rock concert organizers in Seattle before Chad took over in Antifa. Every time, honestly, Striper lives in the form of a caustic, highly sarcastic, stay-at-home, shemale, Jewish comedian with the sprinklings of a modern-day, punched-up, extremely bigger-headed, Jewy version of Jackie Mason. Holla! Running on strict, far from empty. You're welcome. Long time, all the time. Thank you very much. We're not even living. We're not even living in Gus Van Zandt's My Private Idaho anymore. At least then, America packed a growing, money-shot, spewing, biz career launching, weird gone pro, independent film scene worth giving a shit about. Especially one that you gave a shit about saving from China. Soul sellout ruin. 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 Can I get a holla? For conquering my occasional fucking debilitating stutter. Like J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Can I get a holla? For never thinking that I would actually top Santa Lives, but I just did with J. Edgar Hoover and have it work. Holla! He had a stutter. He had a quote saying, improve or deteriorate. So, good to know. But I wonder if that stutter like reemerged whenever he like, caught like Dr. King getting involved in like his first... You know, three-way with the Stepper Wives Club. Holla! Thank you very much! Again, we're not even living in Gus Van Zandt's My Private Idaho anymore. At least then, America packed a growing, money-shot spewing, biz career launching, we're gone pro, independent film scene worth giving a shit about saving. From China, soul sellout ruin. John Waters could afford to wipe his ass with Michael Musto's shit film reviews in the Village Voice because he packed enough FU money. Back then, before he even made Hairspray, to lose any semi-erect interest on what film critic turd hack like Michael Musto had to bitch spew about into his freebie alternative weekly rag next. Can I get a holla for dumping on the Village Voice, my ex-employer, long time all the time. But You gotta love those pleasant memories whenever I was selling the print ads for the Village Voice to some gay owner of a wine bar in the West Village, only for him to reply with, "Do you still have those Shemail ads in the back page?" And I said, "Actually, now they're reduced to Shemail size stamps." And then the wine shop owner says, "But the bottom part was my favorite." Holla! And then a blood-drenched, blue-faced gerbil fell out of his ass. Thank you very much! Can I get a holla for running on shtick, for not holding back one iota, and for stumbling a little bit here and there, but I'm feeling really good about my energy level so far on this record. I'm a tad out of practice, but running on shtick to the end of time, and I feel fine, and I feel more than fine with this killer set. That's pointed, hilarious, super punchy, very homage-y, and how do you top J. Edgar Hoover Lives? Holla! Thank you very much! At least then, gay writers, back in the day, like John Ricci, a famous writer, John Ricci. Haven't heard of him? Jim Morrison was a fan. Holla! Thank you very much! Again, back in the day, at least gay writers like John Ricci dealt with adult, gay, gritty realities, such as hustling in City of Night. City of Night, Morrison Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! At least then, gay writers like John Ricci dealt with adult, gay, gritty realities, such as hustling in City of Night, which didn't feel preachy forced, like COVID con jobs for Democrats whose professed claims of child safety sound excessively manufactured horse, like they're forcing the issue to avoid a divorce. Holla! For preaching the gospel a long time and sounding super poetic hilarious in the process. Holla! Jackie Mason Lives. Thank you very much! COVID test! Hear all about it! Just got a COVID test, which I established before, so my kids wouldn't have to have an abortion hanger shoved up their nose against their will. Afterwards, my nose felt more violated, shocked than Hunter Biden on bad coke for a change before he gave up blow for blow painting on a full-time basis, allegedly. Holla! Thank you very much! In the end, the swab up my nose felt more forced than Cuomo writing a book on leadership, which is like Hitler writing a book on anger management. Or Kevin Durant, voice of the Millennial Mouseketeer Generation, getting picked to do a TED Talk on how to block out the sounds of cyberbullying. Holla! Simon and Garfunkel Live. Thank you very much! Cuomo, the cold-blooded Italian reptilian inside, possesses less self-awareness than a cokehead forced to give up blow for blow painting on a full-time basis now, allegedly. Holla! In stark contrast to a year ago at the Chateau Marmont in the hotel bathroom, only hearing last call from the bathroom stall before Hunter's nowhere to be seen, and all of his druggy biker friends are yelling, "Where's Hunter? Who else is going to pay for this shit? Holla! Thank you very much!" Nurse wife says, "They have to jam a swab up your nose to get a sample of your repository system." I say, "But I was smoking weed out of a metal bat before I discovered edibles in Massachusetts for the past 2 decades prior, and my lungs feel great." Dice Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, I thought you wanted me to get tested because some kid at camp tested positive and your intent, who most likely just had a syphil that was rebranded as COVID, another false positive jerk off test, my chest. Ah, thank you very much. Plus, I thought you wanted me to get tested because some kid at camp tested positive and you're intent on perpetuating this pandemic scare tactic theater because you never got past all the extra body bags Cuomo ordered for your hospital to fill out since cutting off the life-saving supply of hydrochloroxine, which is mint money, resistant kryptonite for big pharma companies, intent on shooting up our kids with a vaccine to sterilize America's last shot at ever producing the next Elliot Ness, JFK, or Evel Knievel. My bad. Can I get a holla? For the best thing about this pandemic being the fact that till I die, I will feel morally superior now to all doctors and scientists. Holla! Cops included. If the shit doesn't change, because every day for them these days is standing down day. Thank you very much! Nurse wife ads, make sure you pick up the phone when they give you the results. I say, I still can't go on Norwegian cruises to see Bjork pour water into a seal-filled koi pond without a vaccination passport stamp, which I have no intention of getting. So what difference does it make? Homo liquor breath strikes again. Holla! Jackie Mason lives, running on shtick, far from empty, finishing strong. Thank you very much! Getting my test results means less than mask mandates at the CNN Christmas party because their breathless, objective voices will remain buried in Mr. Groper's bunghole till their last dying breath. Talking about Biden in case you're not following my killer flow. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much! This is my personage of Cuomo resigning, the thug in Armani. I don't, who looks like Mama Fratelli and the thing from the Fantastic Four, had a baby. Holla! Jackie Mason lives, if he actually cited pop culture for a change. Thank you very much! Cuomo resigning. I don't see anything wrong with groping breasts. I pay my workers a full-time salary to service my crime boss. Ego. If they wanted to work for tips, the bada bang is always hiring. So I implied that my assistant, what's her name? Cum dumpster. Carol could suck a golf ball through Richard Gere's asshole over a romantic comedy night at my house, The Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison lives. Holla! Thank you very much! So I asked Cum dumpster face what her sex life is like with Dr. Fill her up Stein from Scarsdale, New York. Scarsdale and Estes, none of your business. Holla! Bugsy Siegel, visionary. The man responsible for Vegas and freaking Mike Tyson's weed farm estates. Getaways. Holla! Thank you very much. Can I get a holla for Bugsy being better than the Godfather? I said it. Go woke yourself. Holla! Thank you very much. Again, Cuomo. So I asked, cum dumpster face, her favorite form of facial, what her sex life is like with Dr. Up Feilerstein from Scarsdale, New York, and pressed her to tell the thug in Armani, that being me, if Dr. Philip Stein gave her golden showers whenever the apprentice was on the tube to get into the mood. Holla! Thank you very much! I'm only agreeing to step down because the hair sniffer in charge, Mr. Groper, no longer has my gorilla hairy ass back. And no, I won't jump off my own bridge. I'm still working on my follow-up mystery thriller, How to Kill Mama Without Throwing Her Off Metro North. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Metro North is our train line here in New York. So I could have ended with train, but I wanted to be more specific because New York, I love you. I don't want to abandon you. I want to go down fucking swinging like the great Jackie Mason before me. Holla! Thank you very much! All my kids talked about all weekend long was a scene from Pete the Rabbit 2 where a carrot gets jammed up some bloke's butt. Turns out I need to get out of the house more often because when I finally saw the scene, I yell out with dejected disgust, "Where's the penetration? Holla! Thank you very much!" Is this film G-rated or what? Then again, penetration is overrated. That's what Megan Rapinoe said to her date at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. Now, soccer star Megan Rapinoe is a new fashion model for Victoria's Secret. I can't wait to blow $80 on those edible shin guards that taste like hairy fish sticks. Megan Rapinoe might run for president one day. What's going to be her campaign slogan besides penetration is overrated? Holla, Trump lives. Thank you very much. But seriously, what's going to be Megan Rapinoe's campaign slogan exactly? Bring back the L word to Netflix, Obama. You're our only hope. Holla! Running on Schtick till the end of time. Jackie Mason lives. Thank you very much!